You're listening to Making Waves from NOAA's National Ocean Service. I'm Troy Kitch. I thought we'd kick off the new year with something a little different for this episode. Today we're going to highlight our ocean facts. You haven't heard of our famous ocean facts? Well, I don't know how famous they are, but they are quite popular with visitors to the National Ocean Service website. Right now we have over 180 facts about our ocean, and the list is growing every week. Now, these aren't simple one-sentence answers to ocean questions. Each ocean fact provides a detailed answer to a specific question, like, why is the ocean blue, or what's the difference between tides and currents? And each fact is accompanied by an image or two, a few even have movies, and each fact has links to other sites so you can get more information quickly and easily. You'll find facts about ocean life, geology, health, transportation, ocean observations, and ocean management. So if you're interested in the ocean, studying the ocean, or have a specific question you'd like to answer about the ocean, chances are you'll find a fact to get you started on our website at oceanservice.noaa.gov/facts. And if you don't find the answer you're looking for, just send us an email at nos.info@noaa.gov and we'll add it to the list. So, to give you a taste of what you'll find on our site, here are the top 5 most popular ocean facts as determined by people like you, visitors to our site. Now keep in mind that I'm only going to give you a bare-bones answer to these questions. Don't forget that you can read the full answers to these and all of our ocean facts at oceanservice.noaa.gov/facts. And we even have a syndicated feed for you to subscribe to there, so you'll always be alerted when we launch a new one. All right, here we go. Drum roll. Number 5. What's the difference between a dolphin and a porpoise? Well, people use the terms dolphins, porpoises, and whales to describe marine mammals belonging to the order Cetacea. Many people often use these terms interchangeably. For example, the orca, or killer whale, is actually the largest member of the dolphin family. So, dolphins are by far more prevalent than porpoises. Most scientists agree that there are 32 dolphin species, plus 5 closely related species of river dolphin, and only 6 porpoise species. The difference between the two essentially comes down to their faces, their fins, and their figures. Dolphins tend to have prominent elongated beaks and cone-shaped teeth, while porpoises have smaller mouths and spade-shaped teeth. The dolphin's hooked or curved dorsal fin, the one in the middle of the animal's back, also differs from the porpoise's triangular dorsal fin. Generally speaking, dolphin bodies are leaner, and porpoises tend to be more portly. Dolphins are also more talkative than porpoises. They make whistling sounds through their blowholes to communicate with one another underwater. And scientists are pretty sure that porpoises don't do this, something this may be due to structural differences in the porpoise's blowhole. Now on to number 4. What is the Bermuda Triangle? Well, this one will take a little longer to explain. For decades, the Atlantic Ocean's fabled Bermuda Triangle has captured the human imagination because of unexplained disappearances of ships, planes, and people. Bermuda Triangle is an area roughly formed between Miami, Puerto Rico, and Bermuda. Some speculate that unknown and mysterious forces account for unexplained disappearances, things like extraterrestrials capturing humans for study. Others say this area has something to do with the lost continent of Atlantis. Still others say there are vortices in the region that suck objects into other dimensions. Some explanations are a bit more grounded in science, if not in evidence. These include oceanic flatulence. Yes, there is such a thing. That's when methane gas erupts from ocean sediments. And disruptions in geomagnetic lines of flux. Well, it turns out that environmental considerations could explain many, if not most, of the disappearances in this region. The majority of Atlantic tropical storms and hurricanes pass through the Bermuda Triangle area, and in the days prior to improved weather forecasting, these dangerous storms claimed many ships. Also, the Gulf Stream can cause rapid, sometimes violent changes in weather. And added to this, the large number of islands in the Caribbean Sea creates many areas of shallow water that can be treacherous to ship navigation. And there's some evidence to suggest that the Bermuda Triangle is a place where a magnetic compass sometimes points towards true north, as opposed to magnetic north. So here's the bottom line. The U.S. Navy and U.S. Coast Guard contend that there are no supernatural explanations for disasters at sea in this area. Their experience suggests that the combined forces of nature and human fallibility outdo even the most incredulous science fiction. On to number 3. What's the difference between an ocean and a sea? Many people use the terms ocean and sea interchangeably when speaking about the ocean, but there is a difference between the two terms when speaking of geography. That's the study of the Earth's surface. Seas are smaller than oceans, and they're usually located where the land and ocean meet. And typically, seas are partially enclosed by land. And that's what you need to know. And now, number 2, how many oceans are there? And this is kind of a trick question because really there's only one global ocean, of course, but the ocean is usually geographically divided into different regions. They're known as the Atlantic, Pacific, the Indian, the Arctic, and the Southern or Antarctic oceans. The Pacific, the Atlantic, and the Indian Oceans are known as the three major oceans. The Southern Ocean is the newest ocean. The boundaries of this ocean were set only in 2000, not too long ago, by the International Hydrographic Organization, of which the U.S. is a member, and we're represented by the National Ocean Service's Office of Coast Survey. And the number one most read ocean fact on our website, how deep is the ocean? Here's the answer. The average depth of the ocean is about 4,267 meters. That's 14,000 feet. The deepest part of the ocean is called Challenger Deep, and it's located beneath the western Pacific Ocean and the southern end of the Mariana Trench. This trench runs several hundred kilometers southwest of the U.S. territorial island of Guam. Challenger Deep is about 11,030 meters deep. That's 36,200 feet. That's pretty darn deep. It's named after the British survey ship Challenger 2, which first surveyed the trench in 1951. And there you have it, the top 5 most read facts on the Ocean Service website. You can find all of our ocean facts at oceanservice.noaa.gov/facts. You can browse through them by category. You can search for the fact topic you're interested in. And, as I mentioned, you can subscribe to our Ocean Facts feed. Don't forget to let us know if there's an ocean-related question you'd like to have answered. If you have any questions about the podcast you'd like answered, or about the National Ocean Service in general, send us an email at nos.info@noaa.gov. You'll find us on the web at oceanservice.noaa.gov, and we're on Facebook and Twitter. Our handle is usoceangov, all one word. And that's all for this episode of Making Waves from NOAA's National Ocean Service. We'll be back in 2 weeks.